Okay, so we've been learning the Pirshei LeGro. We got basically a lot of the Pirushim, in which most of the Pirushim are in the beginning. Towards the end, he really doesn't have that many Pirushim. There's a Pirush on Shvei Chamach that I spoke out on Shabbos. And what there is there's a famous Pirush of the Gra on Chagadia. As you understand, as anyone understands, the Pirush of Chagadia is obviously very, very hard to understand. What exactly are we saying in this strange story where the Gadia, someone buys a goat, and then the goat is eaten by a cat, which is my dog, which is hit by a stick. What exactly is the purpose of it, and what are we saying? What's the significance? What's the remez? What's the tachlis of this story, and what's the context of it in the first night of in the night of the Seder? The Goyin was printed in the Pirush of the Gra. The Talmidim of the Gra was not printed by the Gra, but it was two of the Talmidim of the Gra printed Yerushim that they heard from the Gra on Chagadia. They're both the same Yesod, so it's very authentic. One is Rav Menachem Mendel Mishakalov, is one of the major Talmidim of the Gra, and there was another one also printed by one of the Talmidim Muvakim of the Gra, and there is a Dfus from Rav Shlomo Brevda put out 30 years ago that Hafshin Nun Beis was put out originally. So yeah, it's 30 years ago. So Rav Shlomo Brevda put out the Pirush of the Gra and Chagadia, putting together the two Defusim, the two different Pirushim that were given, and giving a little bit of a hesber to it. So we're gonna do it al pi that Pirush, that edition of the Pirush of the Gra and Chagadia. So the Gra starts off and says, he says, one Hakdama we have to know. The Klal Yisrael, everything from Klal Yisrael started by the incident where Yaakov Avinu took the Bechorah from Esav. That incident, when Yaakov Avinu took the Bechorah from Esav, that is what established Klal Yisrael as the primary nation in his world. That established Yaakov as the one that was going to take over for Yitzhak Avinu, and that established everything. With what was Yaakov Avinu Zoicheh? To the brachas, because he served Yitzchak to Gdiye Izim, as it says that he approached Rivka, and Rivka said, "Katlish Izim, I'm going to bring you a like no, Mishom Toivim. So you bring two Gdiye Izim. By the way, these Gdiye Izim, which are in the significance. Where one, it's connected to two gedayim that we bring on the two seirim that we bring on Yom Kippur. One was to be mekarev us to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. One was to be mesalek the ra, sar lazazel. Here also, one was to be mefayis Yitzchak, and one was to be mevatel the kitrug with the sitra achra on the bracha of on the bracha that Yitzchak would be about to give to Yaakov. So when did this story take place? Zok the Gemara, what were the Shnei Gedayizim? Zok Rashi, Ala Torah. This story happened the night of Pesach, and one was this Korban Pesach, and one was the Korban Chagiga. So Zok the Paitan here, Chagadia, there are two Gedayizim that this is the fundamentals of Klal Yisrael came through these two Gedayizim. Yaakov Avinu was zoicha, his Abba Rabba betrayed Zuzi. He was zoicha to them with Trey Zuzi. What was the Trey Zuzi that he was zoicha to them? The Goyin explains that he bought the brachos with a with an is it what was it? Says here. Second. Hadas b'chara hamochonim b'shem gadya. V'chein kana liyaz gam ki nikol gadya. He bought them lechem u'nezid adashim. Those are the two zuzim that he paid for the b'chara. Now the mefarshim add that b'chara in mispar katan is gedi. So it's a remnant to the b'chara. B'chara in mispar katan gematria beis is two. Chaf is also two. Vav is six is ten. Resh is another two. And hey equals 17, which is gematria of gedi. Gimel dalad yours is 17. So the gedi refers to the b'chara, and he used the shnei gedoyim izim to buy the b'chara. So he used Yaakov Avinu used the shnei gedoyim izim to buy the b'chara from Yitzchak, from Esav. He used the shnei gedoyim to get the brachas from Yitzchak that he had bought originally, the schus to get the b'chara, betray Zuzi. So this is a story of Chagadia, and this happened on the first night of Pesach, according to the Gra. This is the story we're referring to. We're referring to the story. Now, this is the position that Klai Yisrael has in history. The position that Klai Yisrael has in history is based off of the Chagadia. It's based off of the brachis and the b'chira the Yaakov Avinu received, and because of that, it happened on Pesach, and our establishment as a people was so crucial to the Yisrael of Klal Yisrael that mechira of the b'chira, the brachis happened on Pesach, and that's the first step in the Chagadia, according to the Gra. Now after that, who did Yaakov Avinu give over that b'chayra to? Who did he give over that b'chayra to? Reuven lost the b'chayra. Who got the b'chayra? Yosef, right? Yosef got to that b'chayra. He was going to take over Yaakov. Right, that's why. That Yosef became the Bechor. That's why Yosef, what's the Bechor? Bechor gets double, right? Yosef got two Shvatim. Yosef, his children, Ephraim and Menashe, were both Shvatim. He got double. He got a double Chelek. Yosef was the Bechor. Yaakov Avinu had basically chosen the Kesoynis Pasim, says the Gra, was the Kesoynis that the Kohen Gadol wears. Kesoynis, that's what it's called in the Torah, the Kesoynis. So the Kesoynis Pasim was the begadim of the Avodah, because the Bechor does the Avodah. And he had basically chosen Yosef to be the Bechor. The Talmidei Agra add that that's why the Shvatim were so jealous of Yosef. And that's why the Shvatim, and by the way, Hitaka was the Bechor of Rachel, and Rachel was the main mother. So therefore, even though normally Bechor goes by the father, but in this case, the taina was that since he was the Bechor for the mother of Rachel, he was going to end up being the Bechor. And so much so, it was a continuation of that story that since Yaakov had bought the Bechor and ousted Esav, and Esav was out, they were concerned that Yosef, in continuing the derech of his father to take the Bechor, was going to use his position to kick them out of being part of the destined people. And therefore they held that he was a roidif on their ruchnias because he was going to kick them out of Klal Yisrael. And he was not going to allow them to be part of Klal Yisrael, just like Esav was not part of Klal Yisrael. And that's why they were very jealous of him. And that's why they basically, for all intents and purposes, got rid of him. And they sold him. The Mida, the animal that represents the greatest Mida of Kina, this is a little bit of a Kabbalistic concept. I don't really know Pshat. A lot of these things that the Gra says, this represents that, doesn't fully explain why this represents that. But he says, since the Shurish of the Chet of the Shvatim was Kina, the animal that represents Kina in Chazal is a cat. Teva Hashonah hi miskanas. I don't know what that means, but it says teva hashonah he miskanas. The teva of a cat is that it's very jealous. V'zeo kinas hashvatim, and that's the next thing. So the shvatim ate the gdi. The gdi was the bochera that was passed from Yaakov that Yaakov had originally bought from Esav, who then gave it to Yosef, and then the shvatim, or the cat, ended up eating the gdi and ended up giving over that so to be mevatel the koyach of Yosef's bechor. Okay, v'asa shuna v'achal legadya. Now that led to Klal Yisrael going into Mitzrayim, and that led into the Golus Mitzrayim. Right, that led into the entire Golus of Mitzrayim. And what happened to this, the Shvatim, who were jealous of Yosef, they ended up going to Mitzrayim. And what happened to them in Mitzrayim? They were subjugated to the Avdus of Paroi. Paroi, the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, was called, the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim was called, what was it called again? The Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim was called Baal Tzifoin. It says by Chris Samson, they went to Baal Tzifoin. Baal Tzifoin is Gematria Kelev Ra, and the Ikur Yesoid of the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, according to what it says in the Sfarim, was Kelev, and when that's what it says, when it says that the Kelev did not bark, why would the Kelev bark? Because the Kelev represented the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, the nation of Mitzrayim was represented by Kelev. And Memela Asa Kalva Asa Lashonra says the Gra is referring to Paroi and Mitzrayim, and they ended up eating the Shevet, the Shvatim, who through their jealousy ate the Bechor of Yosef and ended up in Mitzrayim. So Mimela, that's what it's referring to. And he says that the Zohar says that there was a picture of a Kelev on the palace of Paroi, and in the entranceway into the Medina, there's a picture of a Kelev. The Kelev was the representation of the Chumrah, of the Chomer of Mitzrayim. What's the next step? Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and Moshe Rabbeinu has a matah. The matah of Moshe, the stick of Moshe, has on it chokuk. In the stick of Moshe is the makos, the ten makos. By the way, the Gru explained in the Agoda that when it says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanosim Ben Simon Ditzach Adash Be'achav, obviously there's a significance to it, but really what it's referring to is that he held that it did not sit on the matah from Sheshes Mei Bereshis. It was not inscribed on the matah, the full the full name of the makos. It just says the Tzach Hadash Be'achav. But Akoponim, Moshe Rabbeinu had the matah. Moshe Rabbeinu had the matah, and Moshe Rabbeinu used the matah to make Nisim to end up hitting the Kelev. And the Zohar says, Dafka used the matah because the derech is the way you hit a Kelev is by using the matah. So now we got up to Asa Chutra. So the Chutra, which is the matah of Moshe, came. The matah of Moshe was used to hit Paro, which is the Kelev, who was the one that had bitten, had eaten the Shvatim, who are representing in the Shunra, who ate the Gadya, who ate the Yosef, who had the Bukhar. Okay, now the Zohar HaKadosh writes that Klal Yisrael never gave up that matah. That matah stayed with Klal Yisrael, the Doyer Doyeris, and it was passed down from every leader. Yeshua had the matah, and eventually every single Melech and Klal Yisrael had that matah. Every leader of Klal Yisrael had that matah, and that matah they brought with them, as as till through the entire period of the first Beis HaMikdash. So maybe what it says, and that's why the Imamish had Nisim Gluyim, and the first Beis HaMikdash was 10 Nisim Gluyim, because it was all from coming, the Zohar says, from the Koyach of the Matter. So maybe now at the step of Asa Chutra, that takes us all the way to whoever had the Chutra, it takes us all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua, to all the Malachim, till the Beis HaMikdash. Eventually, what happens to the Beis HaMikdash? Vasanura Basarach Chotra means that the fire came, and the fire is the fire of that the Beis HaMikdash was put in flames. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Koyach of the Chotra was batal. Alternatively, here's where the two Pirushim of the Gra a little bit differ. The other Pirush, he says, is that Vasanura means the Ash of the Yetzer Hara. Yetzirah is like an ish, and the koyach of Yetzirah became stronger than the makal, and memela, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Either way, it's the same point that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by the fire, and that was the fire that put out the chutra. We have to be mamshich tomorrow, and we'll finish up the whole Indian tomorrow. Bezras Hashem. It's a little late. I don't want to hold people too late. Okay. So let's pick it up tomorrow. Michael, I hear your question. His question is difficult to understand why we praise the dogs because of the 10th plague. I don't know what you mean because of being quiet. If, according to the Gra, the dogs really represent Avodah Zarah and they have nothing to say, you know. But I'm sure there's an answer, but it's a good question. Okay, Shkoyach, we'll continue tomorrow.